Today's second collection will be for the tuition support at Bishop Fleger. Before the time of Jesus, there was a shocking practice going on. There was a false god by the name of Moloch, and they erected a huge iron statue. They lit this statue on fire, making it molten hot. The statue had two arms extending like this, and a big, wide open mouth. Inside the mouth, there were teeming and teeming of flames. And then, parents would bring their children and place their own sons and daughters on the burning hot arms of this statue. While alive, the statue, the child would roll down screaming into the fire, into the statue's mouth. Yes, you heard correctly. They were burning their sons and daughters in fire. In our country, 3,500 times a day, children are being ripped from their mother's wombs by a high-powered vacuum and then ground up like sawdust. We think back when the two planes hit the Twin Towers, and we grieve and mourn. But the same death total is taking place daily in our country from this modern Holocaust. If you take all the U.S. wars combined, every one of them, about 2 million brave men and women lost their lives. Abortion has taken the lives of over 60 million, yes, 60 million of the most innocent. In Wichita, Kansas, you could see a smokestack from the road. You could see smoke going up from that. They're incinerating 50 pounds of babies at a time. I used to pray at the Youngstown Abortion Facility, and typically 12 to 15 children every Tuesday would lose their lives. My good friend, Father William Witt, tragically killed a little girl in an automobile accident, and he decided that for the rest of his life, he would save human lives. And so every Tuesday, he would be on Market Street, rain, sleet, whatever it was, he faithfully committed 17 years of his life to make reparation for the mistake he made. All of us are guilty to some respect of this tragedy. All of us have not prayed enough, fasted enough, worked enough to stop the silent screams of the innocent. The scriptures say, "Speak up for those who cannot speak for themselves." Imagine this scenario. You're in your home tonight. and it's just you, and you're sitting comfortably on your couch, and everything is calm and peaceful, and then in your front door bursts a large man, drags you out of your home, and right on your doorstep kills you in cold blood. A baby is growing peacefully in the sanctuary of his mother's womb. And a doctor goes in with brutal force and grinds that child up, and then literally throws that child into the trash. Our faith informs us that every human life is sacred from the moment of conception until natural death. And the question is, are we going to be the voice of the voiceless? Are we going to be our brother's keeper as we wish someone would be our defender and protector? And I would like to offer four practical ways we can do this. How many have seen the movie Unplanned? Quite a few. Unplanned. Unplanned. It's the real story of Abby Johnson. She directed one of the largest Planned Parenthood centers in the country. And she tells her amazing conversion story, how she was militantly condoning the deaths of 10, 15, 20 children a day. She tells how over 22,000 children have lost their lives because of her compliance. I encourage everybody who is teenage years and above to watch this movie and listen, to share it with a friend. This movie teaches to conversion. It changes hearts because it tells in the most real, stark, realistic, and compassionate terms what abortion does to the women and the children and the fathers of our country. The second practical suggestion is we have these baby bottles to support our local pregnancy resource center. And of course, we encourage everybody to take one with them, share it with change. But as a suggestion, consider keeping a change jar or a baby bottle year-round in your home, because this is not a once-a-year tragedy. Every single day, this Holocaust is continuing. And there's something called formal cooperation with evil and material cooperation with evil. When we do nothing, when we act like it's just every day is just the same, we are materially cooperating with this Holocaust, when we are silent, when we are passive, when we are just so apathetic. The third way is the power of prayer. My friend William Witt prayed 17 years on that street corner, and he got to see with his own eyes that place of killing, destroyed, and demolished. Why? Because prayer moves mountains. The fourth practical way, on occasion, to Columbus, Ohio, and we are going to peacefully and prayerfully be there at an abortion center. Why? Abby Johnson will tell you, when there are Christians praying outside of these centers, up to 75% of those inside don't go through with the decision. Prayer goes into battle in this spiritual combat more than our little minds can understand. And allow me now to say a word to all those who have had an abortion, all those who have driven somebody to an abortion or paid for an abortion. God, the Father of mercies, extends his loving arms to you and wants to set you free. Go to the sacrament of confession. If you have ever counseled anybody to receive an abortion, go to confession. My friends, say yes. Throw your twig in the fire. And just as we saw slavery ended, segregation ended, this horrible child sacrifice that I described in the Old Testament ended, abortion can end. But Paul says our battle is not against flesh and blood. There is a literal, real, pernicious, vicious spiritual combat going on that is lying and deceiving our nation into thinking that children are just like trash. They're just a biodegradable throwaway. This is the Imago Dei. The image of God deserves our full protection and respect. And you are the hands of Christ. You are the heart of Christ. You are the voice of these dear children who have nobody to speak up for them.
church may proclaim effectively the light of Christ to all nations and bring to faith those who do not yet believe in him. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For government officials, that they may come to the temple of the Lord frequently to seek wisdom from his word and grace from his sacraments. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
That we may look upon the unborn as children who belong to God and who deserve the same respect and protection as every other human being. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For the safety of all in the armed forces who defend our freedoms daily and help to free others. For the intentions in our parish book of prayer, for those who suffer from addictions, and for all the members of our parish family. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the homeless, depressed, sick, and suffering throughout the world, and all those listed in our bulletin, that they may find strength and hope in the love that God has for his wounded children. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For Mary D'Amico and Father Richard Quinn, and all who have been called from this life, that they may rest in all eternity in the loving embrace of the Lord. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
We pray from our hearts for Mick Bruni, who is battling cancer. We pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
Lord, your light
Thank you.
At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say,
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil.
Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant us peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may always be free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope in the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ.
For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours now and forever.
Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, Peace I leave you, my peace I give you, look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Let us offer each other the sign of peace.
Thank you.
those bringing communion to